Ajith, you are very, very welcome at the Bangor Worldwide Missionary Convention. And we're delighted that you will be leading us in the Bible readings this week. Can you just tell us a little bit about you and your family, first of all, so that we know something about you?
Yes, I've been working with Youth for Christ for 35 years. I stepped down from my job as National Director in June, and now I am called Teaching Director, which means that I'll be going around teaching our staff. My wife's name is Nelun, and we are both very involved in our church, which is a church that my wife and I helped to start. Almost all the members are from other faiths, and so that's where we do our ministry. They're mostly from the urban poor. So that's our church life. And I have two children. My daughter and son-in-law work for Youth for Christ, and they are trying to reach westernized young people. That's the hardest group to reach in Sri Lanka. So they are trying to reach westernized young people. My son-in-law is specializing in adventure outreach. He's been trained to be a certified outdoor trainer. And through that means they are trying to attract young people within the sound of the gospel. My son works in the mountains of in a town called Kandy, and he also works for Youth for Christ. And he also is trying to reach young people from a westernized background. Okay. So the parents are involved in very different ministry to the sons, but we are all involved in Youth for Christ.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for that. Now, the Bible readings this week. Yeah. Where in the Bible are you taking us?
We'll be looking at the book of Acts.
Okay.
And we'll be looking at different aspects that you see that help us understand what world evangelization and world mission is all about. We'll look, for example, at the variety that you see of people that God is using to do this work, and where everyone actually finds a place in that variety.
Okay.
We'll be looking at prayer. We'll be looking at Barnabas as an encourager. Paul trying to reach totally unreached people. And our last talk is going to be on Paul and the shipwreck. And it will be on how God calls us to go into the world and in secular type situations, how we can be witnesses for Christ.
Okay, well, so that sounds fascinating. You may not know this, but when you mention shipwreck, the Titanic was built just a few yards from here, actually.
I heard that.
Okay. Now, Ajith, what particularly drew you towards the Acts of the Apostles for the Bible readings this year?
Well, actually, Acts has been one of my favorite books. Yeah. Before I joined Youth for Christ, I was a student in seminary, in theological college in America. And knowing that I was going to lead an evangelistic movement, for about 3 months, I just saturated myself in the book. And then when I came back to Sri Lanka, I taught the book a lot. And I thought that after 15 years of trying to practice Acts, I want to write a book on Acts, which fortunately I got an opportunity to do that. That book was completed around 96 or 97. And then I sort of forgot about Acts because I had spent so much time on Acts. And about 3 years ago, I thought, well, I think that I need to bring this back. And these last few months, again, I have been teaching quite a bit on the book of Acts.
Okay, great. Well, now, I came across a book some years ago, and the title was How the Irish Saved Civilization, which is quite some title, actually. But I'm not sure if anybody read it, but I do know one person who did. You have a link with an Irish person, I believe, in the past. Can you tell us about that?
Actually, coming to Ireland for me is like coming on a pilgrimage.
Okay.
Because when we were teenagers, our whole family, actually, our minister was a Methodist missionary from Ireland, George Good. And it was under him that my brother and I decided to join the ministry. Our church was not, our denomination at that time was not particularly biblical in its approach. And he gave us a good biblical grounding. So he's like our mentor, our spiritual father, the one that we saw Christ in. Yeah. So Ireland has a very special place for us, for my whole family, actually.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And you're just one of many, many people in different parts of the world who have been influenced for Christ through missionaries from Ireland. Ajith, just very briefly, you have the privilege of traveling to different parts of the world and preaching and teaching. Can you just tell us very briefly something in world mission today that really gives you enormous encouragement?
There are many things, but I think I'll just mention one of those things, and that is the church is growing in many parts of the world, and it's growing not from highly qualified, top teachers, preachers, but people who are just gung-ho for Jesus, who are going, sensing a call, and then going to unreached areas and proclaiming the gospel. And after some time, a lot of them get into trouble because they're not very well trained, and some of them come back to seminary, to theological college later on. But it's a group of daring people who have heard God's call, who are going and proclaiming the gospel. It's somewhat of an incomplete gospel, perhaps. There's a great need for teaching, but to see the church growing in this way has been very encouraging for me.
Well, thank you very, very much, and we look forward to the Bible readings this week, each morning from 11:30 until 12:30 in Hamilton Road Presbyterian Church in Bangor, and we hope we will see many, many of you there. Obviously not tomorrow morning because it's Sunday, but commencing on Monday morning, 11:30. God bless you, and we look forward to these studies in the Acts of the Apostles, Ajith. Let's give Ajith a warm welcome.